Grandma got me an ice cream bar, even though I did something bad. I didn't really deserve it.
You didn't really deserve her gift, but she wanted to give it to you because she loves you. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. I hope you're ready for a great story and a great lesson from the Bible. But before we get started, let me ask you, aren't grandparents the best? They always have a treat for you, or they'll take you out to have some fun. They love you so much that they want to give you good gifts, even if you don't deserve it. You know, Jesus is kind of like that too. He knows all the bad stuff you've ever done and that you don't deserve to go to heaven, but he still wants you to be with him there, so he's offering you the gift of salvation. You just have to accept it. Romans 6:23 says, "The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord." And now for our story, it's entitled, Undeserved Gift. Tinkling bells chimed invitingly as the ice cream truck turned onto Joanna's street. Ice cream was one of her favorite treats, but it was just before lunchtime, so she was sure her grandma wouldn't let her have anything now. "Maybe I can still have a little fun with the ice cream truck driver," Joanna thought. She yelled loudly to get his attention as he drove by, then ducked behind a bush. The truck stopped and the man got out expecting to sell something, but no one came to buy. Joanna snickered to herself when she saw his puzzled face. "That was unkind," said Grandma as Joanna jumped in surprise. She had no idea Grandma had come out and was watching. "It was wrong for you to stop that man and make him think he was going to earn some money. Now, come with me. You need to apologize." Grandma led the way to the truck, which had not yet moved on. Under Grandma's watchful eye, Joanna told the driver she was sorry for playing a trick on him. Then Grandma bought an ice cream bar for each of them. Joanna felt ashamed when her grandmother held out the treat. "No thanks, Grandma." "But I bought this for you," said Grandma. Joanna looked at the ground. "I don't deserve it after what I did." "That's true," said Grandma, "but I want you to have it anyway. It's a gift from me." She continued to hold out the ice cream bar. Reluctantly, Joanna took the treat and began to eat. It tasted so good, and it was very refreshing on such a hot day. "Thank you, Grandma," she said. Grandma smiled. "You're glad you accepted my gift, aren't you?" Joanna nodded. "I am, even though I don't deserve it." "We don't deserve God's love and forgiveness either," said Grandma, "but he offers it to us as a gift we need to accept. Jesus died on the cross to save us from sin so we can be forgiven and have eternal life with him. But we can't enjoy that gift until we accept it." "Just like this ice cream," said Joanna. "I've accepted God's gift, Grandma. I know Jesus has saved me and given me eternal life." So how about you? Do you trust Jesus as your Savior? Have you accepted his gift of eternal life? God offers it to everyone, including you, but it has to be accepted to be enjoyed. You don't deserve it, but don't push it away. Jesus wants you to accept his payment for your sin and trust in him. Accept the undeserved but wonderful gift he offers. For more information on how to accept that gift, check out the Have You Heard the Good News section on page 108 of the Keys for Kids print devotional. Our key verse today is Romans 6:23. Once again, it says, "The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." And our key thought today, accept God's gift. There's even more great music and programs for you on Keys for Kids Radio. Check out keysforkids.net to tune in. Well, I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me today. Don't forget to share Keys for Kids with a friend, and we'll catch you right back here tomorrow.